Hello.
Hey,
Hello.
Jerome, this is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, can you resend the document to Micah through your DocuSign or whatever? Because both the emails that are on his phone say that they're voided.
All right, we're gonna go through it again. I'm sorry about that. I
Yeah,
definitely
that's
didn't.
okay.
What time is the most recent one? Because I just
The most recent one was 11:26. But that when we open that one, it says voided.
one second, one second. It should not, for some reason. I resent new ones to your email.
Okay, but
And
mine, the one that's in mine, only has, hold on, I just had it pulled up. Oh, okay. I think I guess we need to fill this out, Micah. So he's only needs the sign on the second page, correct?
yes, that is the only signature that's required. Everything
Right,
else
hold
is
on. I
just,
think I
you
might be able to do All right, and so I just want to review again with you. Let me put you
Yes.
on speaker. So, just reviewing with you again, it's a 15-day inspection period, and that will be the only thing that will happen during that 15-day period is you guys are going to conduct a home inspection, correct?
Yes, and we will send someone out to do so on your schedule.
And that's the only time within before the closing date that you guys will be coming to the house.
That's the only time that's necessary to come to the house on our point. And we do have in there, like, if we have to go back out, like if the inspection person, has something happen and may need to come back out again, we can set that up. So that is in there, but that is the only time that's needed. Is for at least to have one inspection. Does that make
Okay.
sense?
Yes.
Yeah, we, yeah.
Okay. And do you guys have your own inspector?
We hire dependent upon the location. I mean, if you have or would like to recommend, we're open to recommendations, but we definitely get someone that's certified to go out there and, and go. I think we do have a few inspectors that we do know of in the Appomattox area or just Lynchburg area. But yes, yeah,
Because
we
we
make
have
sure.
our home inspection too, don't we?
Yeah, we have the home inspection that we use, yeah.
But we have one. Remember a couple, like the year after
No, last year.
last year or 2 years ago, we had an
Yeah,
inspection.
they got game box.
So we have one within the last couple years, but okay, well that's fine. I'm gonna go ahead and we're gonna sign that now and get the
Okay.
ball rolling. So the next step will just be to set up. Oh, you know what? When I just clicked it from my phone, it signs as my name, not Micah's name. So you're gonna have to resend it to his email.
Got you. One second, I'll edit that. Is there an option to take out the auto signature? You know what I mean? And then type in the name of Micah?
I can type in his name and his email address, but when I hit it to sign it signs Jennifer Baker.
Got you. Got you. One second. One second. I was hoping it would give you the option to change,
It
but I wanted to
doesn't.
send it to your email. No worries. No worries at all. That's a quick change. That's an easy change. As long as it acts right for me, I'm good.
Okay.
One second.
How do we sign up for that one?
You might as well just.
All right, so I'm going in to make a correction now.
Finding a home in paradise doesn't have to be a distant fantasy. It's a dream for centuries.
This is absolutely wonderful. This is fantastic.
5 minutes from Florida is a chain of 700 islands, boasting beautiful beaches and a laid-back lifestyle. There's a home for every budget, and one of them is waiting for you. So
One
imagine this. yourself living, the Bahamas
life. No, I have the PDF file. I can put that through my signature program for him to sign, if that's easier for you.
Either or, I'm just going to make a quick correction to it. I changed the name to Micah A. Skeen, so that way once you go to do so, you know,
okay,
it'll let you. And we'll just try it this way. If not, you have that PDF version. That's why we sent it that way, too, so that way we could, you know,
yeah,
get rid of any variables. But I am adjusting that. This one's missing valid contact. And just very quickly, you could, oh, uh-huh, never mind, I got it. I was going to ask your phone number, but I have it pulled up here. I got it. I'm just going to type that in, 8659. All right. So that is being adjusted. The name that will be in that auto sign should be Micah.
Okay.
And I also texted.
And I guess we would want to get the inspection, you know, done as soon as possible, just because we want to know if we're moving forward or not. Because,
yes,
you know, we obviously need to know if we, you know, if we need to find somewhere to go.
Oh, yeah, of course. I completely get that. And what I'll do is I'll transfer you or have my transaction coordinator call you within the next 20 minutes to set that up with you. So that way you can, okay, you know, get it done ASAP.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Now, it didn't have a closing company in there. Do you guys use somebody, or can we suggest somebody?
Oh, you're always welcome to suggest somebody, especially with you being a realtor out there. I mean, you probably know.
Well, the place that we would want to close is in Lynchburg, but it's called JJW Law. They're a real estate,
okay,
attorney's office, and they do,
okay,
real estate closings. So we would prefer to use them if at all possible.
Got you. I'll notate that, and that'll just be handled by the transaction coordinator. She'll, you know, see if that's somebody that we're willing to work with as well, which we've worked with very many different closing companies. So yes,
yeah,
I don't see any issue there. JJW,
okay,
Law, you said.
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. And I am notating this still. Give me 1 second. All right, it's making me fill out the entire document again. Give me 1 second.
No problem.
It's very quick, so it wouldn't take long.
I just got something. All righty, let's see here.
Are you seeing it on your side at all?
Yeah, I'm seeing it.
Okay. And it's still filled out, correct?
Yes, it's still filled out at the top.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify.
Oh, I think you need to get out of it, because it's saying that now it's saying that it's not acceptable. It's
sorry,
not accessible.
So sorry, I left the tab up. Exit it out now. Okay. If you can refresh that and get back in it, I apologize.
All right, let me see. Let me refresh it. It still says not accessible.
I don't know why. 1 second. Let me log back in. It's still on correcting. Correct. All right, make sure the recipients are good. Micah, Skeen, yes, yes, yes. All right. All right. That should do it. It's no longer correcting.
Okay. Let me open it again.
That should do it.
All right. Let's see. Looks like it's working. This one makes you required to pay all clothing bills. Sorry, Matt. Yeah, sign that with your finger. Okay, it's done.
Okay, all right. And 1 second, let me wait for the confirmation on my end. All right. So
now, well, I don't force the signature's not on there, so it's not technically ratified.
Forrest is his signature is not necessarily needed in our cash offer program, just due to the fact that his emblem, the company, and everything like that is just going to be the participant, if that makes sense, like CBA Homes. He does make sure, like, I had to get his approval signature to send out the agreement itself earlier today. So it's really just a partnership with CVA and you guys, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but usually a representative, it still usually has to require the signature.
Give me 1 second. Now, with an agreement like this, the buyer signature is down at the bottom. If you see the buyer
side. Yeah, but his signature is not there.
Yes, with us receiving it, he'll go and review everything today once he gets back in the office, and I'll have him sign. And then that'll allow us to push this to TC, to the transaction coordinator. He has to
go. Okay, now will I get a copy of it once his signature is on it so that I have a copy of the ratified contract?
Of course, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
that would be great.
Of course.
Okay. All right, that would be great. Thank you very much. And
no
you
problem.
Said the TC will call me today and set that up?
They will call you within the hour. I'm actually just going to go walk this over to Forrest and have him make sure everything's good, sign over, and then I'll have them call you before 4 o'clock.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. And one, I would like to welcome you guys into the CVA family. And I appreciate you, for your patience in working with me. I when I tell you technical difficulties are the death of me.
Well, I have them from time to time myself, so it's not a big deal. We can work through that. I just, like I said, I just want to make sure that we can get this inspection thing done as soon as possible so that if we are moving forward and that, and you guys are purchasing the house, that we need to figure out where we're going.
Yeah. And that is 100% understandable. And I will have them call before 4 o'clock to set that up with you.
Thank you very much.
All right. No problem. Thank you. And we'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.